15%.
Seven after the hour, the Ducks have a good day program. The itinerary has brought me to Washington for this, the Thursday, January 27th broadcast. Tomorrow morning at this time, I'll be in Orlando, Florida, for yet more frivolity. They have snow, though.
They have Mickey Mouse, though. Love him.
Mickey Mouse would be how I would describe the way they handle the roads here in Washington.
He was driving the snowplow.
Doug is. We're driving down the road last night on our four-hour trek from the airport to.
Four hours.
12 miles from the airport to my house. And Doug has his window down. I've got the heat blasting. He's like, it's hot in here. Rolls his window down. And as we're driving down the road at 2 miles an hour, he's yelling at the snowplows, put your blade, you know, like these private landscaping companies who would plow your apartment complex or a shopping center, put your blades down and go ahead and plow the road while you're out here. He could not get that private contractors go to where they're going to plow.
Private contractors put the plow on the ground, and they help themselves as well as everybody behind them to clear the roads. It's astounding to me that these people are either that clueless or they are that selfish. They have to go down the road anyway. They're paying for the fuel. Give everybody a break. Put the plow down and help clear the road. It is beyond my comprehension.
Funny. But no, yeah, I mean, hey, why not?
Well, because they don't get it. That's why not. These people drive me nuts.
Welcome to Washington, Dudley.
Well, you know, one of the things when you start about it, we are often on track to help people fix or figure out what there is in their lives that needs a little bit of fluffing up. One of the things you got to do, though, is start thinking about other people. Once you are sure you're on that road, then you plan the journey. So if you've helped somebody behind you to not get stuck, that to me is a very important consideration. And as the day goes on today, maybe this is a lesson for all of us. Think about what you have that's an obstacle to your progress. And in doing the removing, are you helping just yourself or are you helping somebody else? Mm-hmm. And that would have been the case last night. It would have been a selfless act of intelligence. And this is what we do at home. When I put my snowplows on my truck to clean out the farm, we plow the road between the two farms. The public, the assistants there, town trucks are out there doing it. But while we're going back and forth between the two farms, and I have three or four tractors with buckets on them, we use them on the roads to pile up the snow and help people. You know, otherwise, folks are going to get in the snowbanks, and they're going to, because the roads aren't going to be wide enough, and they're going to get into trouble. And so you're helping yourself as well as helping everybody else. And that's really one of the things that I like to advance here on this program. You think about the clear ideas that you have. You're trying to reach a goal. Do you need people to help you get there? Very few of us can get to where we need to go by ourselves. So you take, and this is just one small example, but there are all kinds of examples that in your time you can figure out if you have the intelligence, the courage, whatever it takes to act selflessly, or even if it is in your best interest, think about the people behind you. I think that's the look in the rearview mirror. Who's behind you that can be helped by whatever it is that you're doing to make things better for you? I think that that's part of success in showing up, frankly. Speaking of showing up, we're going to meet Congressman Paulus in just a moment as one of our many items of interest today. The reason I came to Washington was to participate, Roberta, in the annual Families USA convention that takes place the next couple of days in Washington. Problem is getting there. So the studio facilities much closer to where the airport is. I managed to make it here this morning. Wouldn't have made it to the Capitol Hill Hyatt, but we still, with the beauty of technology, the radio connects still, and we'll meet a lot of these folks who want to help us think about what's coming next when it comes to health care and the health and well-being of a lot of people in America. So we'll get to that in just a moment as we continue on Good Day at 10 past the hour.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Apple Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
It's 13 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program from Washington today. Roberta Fasinelli, as usual, up in New York. Roberta is going to get some snow, or has gotten some of the same snow down here, but not as badly, I think, as you thought it was. You didn't think.
I know. It's 16 inches in Central Park, and I've got at least 18 in my backyard.
Fresh snow from
fresh
last night?
Fresh snow, yes.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Yes.
Good luck to you. I'm heading the other direction. Jennifer Horn, Los Angeles. Richie in here with me in the studio in Washington. And joining us is Representative Jared Polis, who represents the Boulder area in Colorado in Congress. Congressman Polis, welcome to the Good Day program.
It's a pleasure. Good morning, Doug.
All right. You're participating in the Families USA conference. Much of the discussion is on the so-called Obamacare bill. I think the official name was Patient Protection and Care Act that was signed last March. It goes further than that, though. Doesn't that mean we can have the conversation, some of it's political, about this and whether the Republicans get it canceled and all that? We know that's not going to happen. And I don't even know that I want to spend a lot of time on how it needs to be fixed. I'm more interested in finding out about how, in general, the status is. I mean, again, hopefully not being particularly political, finding that we have still 40-some-odd million individuals who don't have health care insurance. How do we really get that done? And then how do we make the system better so it isn't so expensive for people? We exercise our brains, hopefully, and lose the fat and try to prevent ourselves from getting sick. Ought that not to be part of this conversation?
You know, absolutely. I mean, I think as the president articulated in his speech, I mean, there's a lot that we should be able to agree on with regard to health care, regardless of one's ideology. I mean, it shouldn't be grandstanded for political purposes. There is waste, fraud, and abuse in the system. The health care law that we passed does begin to get an arm around that, and I'd like a good faith effort going forward to reduce even more. One of those important things it accomplishes is we'll have more younger and healthier people in the risk pool starting in 2014, and that's what's going to bring down rates for everybody, because I do get questions from some of my constituents, why haven't rates come down yet? You know, I heard that we passed this bill. Why hasn't anything happened yet? Well, first of all, not much happens to most people. Obviously, they keep the insurance they have. So this whole concept of an Obamacare simply doesn't exist. It doesn't affect most people who have insurance through their employers. Who does it affect?
Well,
those who are uninsured will have access to buying pools, and depending on their income level, they'll get some subsidies to take to the insurer of their choice. And, of course, small businesses and self-employed, for whom it's a big deal, especially if you have a pre-existing condition.
Right.
And it was almost impossible before this became the law to be able to get insurance. So those are some some of the changes that are going in. Why does it take so long? Because there's a lot of devil in the details, and we need to get it right. The president wants to get it right. Secretary Sebelius wants to get it right. It's not the sort of thing that you just sort of do in the course of even a year. It'll take a couple of years for the rulemaking process to move forward in a way that benefits everybody.
All right. So but the essence of the cost, which is something you just mentioned, and how we get it down. I know in my own circumstance, and I can talk to everybody, not only who work on this program with me, but more importantly, the people who listen to this program, and there won't be a person who will tell you that their rates went down this year. Mine went for an individual who has a $5,000 deductible from just a little over $1,000 a quarter to $1,140 a quarter. It goes up at least 10% a year and has for the last 4 or 5 years. This is a testament to how lousy the system is run. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. You know, and so I think one of the important responses when people say, gosh, they hiked my premiums, 15% this year. What did you guys do? The first question I ask is, well, what have they done it every year for the last 10 years? And usually it's about the same. So, I mean, this neither accelerated nor decelerated
I'm not talking about don't misunderstand me. I'm not criticizing the bill. What I'm criticizing is the system that allows this kind of a fiasco to get to the point where it is. And even though we want to extend the benefits, I understand the thinking behind extending the benefits to everybody, but at what cost? And the cost isn't because there are more people in the pool. You just said maybe it'll affect it positively. Let's hope so. But what are we doing as a country? Isn't it our job collectively and individually to try to prevent the problems that create our premiums being as high as they are, people eating the wrong stuff? I mean, education, we keep talking about education. The president focused a lot on that. And I don't mean to get on a soapbox here, but I think that we are dealing with a multifaceted problem. And a lot of people just want to keep talking about this one aspect of it. And I think it goes much further than that. We don't do service to people if we don't try to bang them over the head with this prevention thing.
Absolutely. And I, like you, Doug, I wish that we had handled this 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But you know what? I think we'll be looking at ourselves in 10 years and saying, thank goodness we did something back in 2010 on that issue. So, it's slow. There's a lot of problems. This by no means fixes everything. There's improvements within healthcare as well as you mentioned, issues critical for our national competitiveness that we need to address going forward.
Yeah. What are your constituents telling you about this? You're in an area that Boulder, especially, is a little left of center in the main. I wonder what people, again, I don't think this is necessarily a political issue, but it gets politicized. What are your people at home telling you after they saw some of the things in the bill? Were they pleased with everything, or do they want you to address fixing some of the things in the bill, like that 1099 foolishness?
Yeah, absolutely. The 1099 issue is a real issue that absolutely needs to be fixed, and we need a good faith effort to do it. Actually, we passed it twice last year, Doug. The Democrats did. I voted for it. That died in the Senate, but it does need to be fixed. Generally what I hear is, why isn't it happening sooner, Doug? It's a lot of people say, I have a pre-existing condition. Why can't this go in sooner? Because I'm unable to get insurance now. What we have in the interim is we're subsidizing some of the high-risk pools in the states, but that's not nearly as strong a way as making sure that people who have pre-existing conditions don't face any pricing discrimination. So there's just a lot of eagerness for the changes to be implemented.
We have a few seconds left. What kind of news will come out of this meeting of Families USA, the focus on not necessarily health care reform itself, but what are families going to get out of this? What news will come from this meeting?
Again, just because the Congress passed the health care bill, it's very much in the implementation stage. So I think we're going to get momentum out of here, ideas out of here, and many of that will find its way into the rulemaking process of Secretary Sebelius, and we'll have something that's better for all Americans.
That's one of the things people don't understand. After the law is passed, then these bureaucrats get at it, and they have to figure out how to implement the directives. Thank you. Congressman Gerald Parles from the 2nd Colorado Congressional District around the Boulder area of Colorado. Hello to Colorado this morning on Good Day.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I gotta turn my own mic off. Stop yakking for the help. Let's get at this here.
Hey!
American Idol time. What?
I will let you control your mic from now.
You'll let me? Wow, what a pal.
You're so lucky.
Very lucky. All right. I'm lucky to have you, Roberta, and you, Jennifer, here. Richie, I luckily had a place to sleep last night. I could have been sleeping on the floor over at Dulles Airport. Another story for later on. Meanwhile, we're into American Idol Week 2, the performance of Joe Recca. Is that how you pronounce his name? Did you watch this, Roberta, last night?
Yes, I did.
Joe, is it Rica or Recca? R-E-K-A.
I have no idea, Doug.
It's Rep. There's a P in there, so it's Repka.
Oh, it is. Repka.
Repka.
All right. There it is. Joe Repka. He sings a song. And this was his second song. The judges didn't like him first, so he sang another one. They didn't ask him to, but here he is anyway.
Wise men say, only fools rush in.
Oh,
this is weird.
We talk
about
can we even comment?
Tell,
I don't think he heard
falling
us.
Falling in love with you.
That was a beautiful duet with you and Steven, though, I must admit.
Yeah.
You guys maybe could form a different band.
We can. The Rubber Band.
Yeah. Steven, yes?
No.
Jennifer, yes?
No.
Randy, yes?
No.
All right. So here the judges tell this guy, Repka, to keep his day job.
If you
good songs.
Good,
he can't good songs, just can't sing.
But he changed keys like
there
in the middle of the song.
Still be right,
he's locked out.
Left to right. That's when you found
me. He just changed keys
when
again.
You wrapped your arms around me. I haven't been there
for the longest time.
Wow, all right.
Brutally honest.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Because you came here to hear it, right?
Yes.
Do not quit your day job.
Tyler's a trip, man.
I'm beginning to warm up to this a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't think at first I was going to warm up, but I like the camaraderie there. All right. Here's the next contestant, Roberta. What can you tell us about Emma Henry?
I have to look at them. I don't
Richie.
Remember the names.
All right, okay. All right. Richie, play the cover.
Don't be
true
discouraged,
colors,
though
she was
realize
good.
It's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all in the darkness goes inside you, makes you feel so small.
You sound like Madonna
to me. See your true
Cindy Lauper.
No, it doesn't sound like Cindy Lauper either.
That's why it doesn't sound like Madonna.
Madonna. Yeah,
I see your true color.
She almost has her voice, you know? Very Cindy-ish. Yes.
To let them show your true color. Your true colors are beautiful.
How old is she, Roberta?
She's very young.
Is she? All right, here's Randy talking about Emma Henry.
Please, I want this so bad.
Well, this is just the beginning.
Oh, this is
right?
The very. She's like
15. 15.
Yeah.
So you got a whole life of music ahead of you. Well,
too much crying now. Please,
I honestly believe. You get swallowed up in this whole thing. This is the best talent show ever. We tell a lot of people, you're terrible, get out of here, what are you doing, what's going on? But you actually have some skill. You just need to work on it a little bit more and develop it.
Oh,
right?
God.
Dog's going to turn into a pussycat right now. Come on.
Come on, dog.
You don't hear something there. I mean, you don't know.
I'm going to work so hard.
Yeah. Just because you worked hard, that doesn't
Guess
mean...
what? You got another shot.
Oh.
See, that annoys me, that the minute they cry, they give them another
shot. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's
right. They beg.
All right, speaking of crying.
Let's see here.
What?
What are you doing?
Oh. Hey, listen to what I can do. And I can even do this.
Richie brought me a few toys. Hi, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. It's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google is working with Israeli museum Yad Vashem to make Holocaust-era documents more accessible. The project will encourage those searching for victims' names on Google to help identify pictures and archival material. Google has already indexed over 130,000 documents and hopes the public effort will help expand the database. In other news, astronomers have identified the oldest and most distant galaxy yet. What can be seen as a faint light has been approaching us for 13.2 billion years and existed when the universe was 480 million years old. The discovery fits cosmologists' timelines of the first stars being formed 200 to 300 million years after the Big Bang. And finally, a recent survey of 1,201 CEOs revealed that businesses are focusing primarily on innovation, expecting future growth ahead. Nearly 70% of the companies are investing heavily in IT, and 54% are actively funding emerging technologies. Retaining top talent, green and sustainable, and bringing in outside talent are among the CEO's top priorities. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Let me tell you something. There is so much happening on NBC tonight, it's almost impossible to fit it all in. But I'll try anyway. I really want to tell you about the big surprise on this week's Office that you definitely want to see for yourself rather than hear about it from everyone else. But that would ruin the surprise, so I won't do that.
You got 10 seconds.
I'm already out of time. The night starts at 8, 7 Central with Community, the new comedy Perfect Couples, The Office, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, and Outsourced. It's comedy night done right all night, and it's all new tonight only on NBC.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Thank you, Richie. So Regis was told by the folks that produced the program he does with Kelly how to explain why he was leaving. And now that he's telling people what he was told, it certainly deflates or deflects it makes the bad guys who really ought to be the bad guys out to be bad guys. I think that that's an important part of this discussion. So we'll get to what Regis is saying about his leaving that program. Got a lot of ink. And deservedly so. This is a guy who's contributed a great deal to the television culture in the last, he's been on television for as long as there's been television, which is hard to find now. There are very few people still left around who are actually on the air who are around with the birthing or close to the birthing of television. So he's been in this for 60 years.
Wow.
Which would, you bring it back from where we are now, certainly to the late 40s, early 50s in there when he got his first job. So he deserves to have some time, and I'm happy to give him some time. So we will. Jennifer will have that report, but Roberta Fasanelli, how do you like me emphasizing the different
Very good,
Roberta. So Richie and I called Roberta, Jennifer, last night on the air. And I told I said to Roberta, there's no snow down here. What do you, yesterday you made a big deal on the air of what a big problem
you should have heard him going on and on.
Nothing. And there was no problem here at all. Sun was out. A beautiful afternoon. And so anyway, we copped to it after a while. But Roberta,
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Right, I'm looking at the radar, Doug.
It's snowing here.
All right. So Roberta has more important things than a weather report.
She's the queen of cheers. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Well, here's something for all of you beer drinkers. It includes you, Rich McFadden. It's a way to promote and support the military and veterans by drinking Miller High Life. What Miller has done is that instead of using their $200,000 sponsorship budget, using it for celebrities, instead they're giving it back to the consumers to make the consumers their sponsors. And then as a consumer, you can choose to either get your $1 back to yourself or donated to the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America Fund.
I like that.
So I doubt anybody's going to take the dollar back.
Right.
So in essence, it's a $200,000 donation. So we have the link for you. You go, you sign up, and then you'll get $1 back for drinking beer. Now, if you really smell like beer breath, you can get a free sample of Boss Bottled Night for Men, and you can tell when your lady says, "You smell a beer." "Oh, no, I smell a Hugo Boss." And for all you men looking for...
Wait a minute.
What?
There's a new fragrance that smells like beer?
No.
Well, you're not
about?
Listening.
I'm, no. Well, I heard one
she
thing out of my ear.
I'm tying them together. So if you have beer breath and your lady's complaining, you can get a free sample of Hugo Boss Bottled Night for Men, which is a fragrance, Doug.
What
is
it smell like?
I have no idea, to cover up the beer breath.
If I ran across a woman who had beer cologne, that would be pretty attractive.
Wouldn't that be hot? That's a great invention.
So why would you
actually
need beer cologne? Just go buy a can of beer and dump it on your shoulders and
exactly
under your arms.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah. That is hot.
All right,
okay,
yeah.
Now, here's a Valentine's Day idea for all of you guys. If you want a really inexpensive way to make your lady feel special, you can put together a beautiful basket. We have free wrinkle cream from Sephora inside JCPenney.
No, that is not a good idea.
A free sample of Strivectin, which is great stuff, by the way. Free sample of Escada perfume. Free sample of Lacoste perfume. Free sample of the Hugo Boss Orange Cologne for women. And a free sample of Acqua di Giorgio Cologne by Giorgio Armani. You give it to your lady so that you can wear it.
Wouldn't you kill your husband if he gave you wrinkle cream, though?
And you can put these all together. No, he wants you to look beautiful for him.
Oh.
So you, and actually, that's Strivectin. You should start using it. As with any wrinkle cream, you should start using it before you get wrinkles. I remember my mother telling me when I was just a child, and I would watch her put on all of her, you know, wrinkle stuff. She says, you got to put it on before you get wrinkles. Always moisturize, she told me. And now she's 90, and she looks like she's 60. She's amazing. So you get all these free samples of all these free perfumes and stuff for the guys, too. And you'll find it all on DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com on my Queen of Cheap section.
All right. What, Richie, turn this other microphone. I'm plugged into the microphone over here.
Jeez.
What is this thing here?
Hold on. That's
What is this? I'm on my microphone.
No. You got to plug that into one of the kazoos. Plug one of the kazoos into that.
Really?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Let me... my
that's a kazoo.
Here. You mean like this?
Yes. I gave him this box.
I'm taking this home.
What's it called?
It's called a kosher cleanser kit.
And it's got all these different kazoos in it.
No. The kosher cleanser kazoo kit.
And it's got an attachment.
Klezmer, not cleanser.
So instead of...
You know, it says klezmer. I said kosher klezmer cleaning kit.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So anyway, it's got an attachment on it so that you can play the kazoo.
Oh, thank God.
Directly into the microphone. You don't have to.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
You know the words to that song?
My God, this is
Does anybody know
great.
The words to that song?
What, the kosher klezmer cleaning
kit
song?
No, the song you're playing on the kazoo.
What?
Roberto, you got to see it. It's got an XLR attachment, so you can attach the kazoo into the
You're
XLR.
Kidding.
That's what I was just How is it different though, rather than this?
No. It's much more direct the other way.
Oh my goodness.
Again, I thank you.
He looks like a 5-year-old man with a new toy. It's so crazy.
Those of you who would like to catch this out the stream of the video of what I'm doing is here. Plus, Richie was kind enough to go through my laundry and pick out.
Why do you have it with you?
What, my laundry?
Yeah.
Because I always travel with a suitcase that has my laundry in it. How would I get it to where I'm going with me?
But you're like working.
So you put your kazoos in with your laundry?
I have some other equipment that I put around my laundry to keep it protected, some of the radio equipment. This is professional stuff.
You put
stuff
the dirty laundry around your radio
God.
Equipment?
All right. It's 20 before the hour, and in a few minutes you're going to be
ready.
You're
going to barf.
So wait a minute. If you go to the Ustream, you can see Doug's boxer shorts with the Labrador Retrievers on them. On the Ustream camera. I pulled him out of his suitcase.
Yeah, but I took him out. I don't think my suitcase isn't in view of this. Of
no,
the
it's not, but I'll fix that.
Remind me never to share a mic with you again.
Okay. All right, so anyway.
So let's check some of the television. We're going to meet Jennifer Habercorn, who is a health correspondent from Politico.com. We'll talk about the health care, where we are in all of this. I think that's important. Hey, Richard, look out the window. I can see all the Capitol stuff from here.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool. The story of Regis Philbin leaving is one of the top television stories, not only of the moment, but maybe one of the big stories of the year when we look back on the year. He told a story, Jennifer, about how the higher-ups wanted him to handle his departure. Listen.
I was told by everybody, within the ABC structure, to do this the morning of my announcement.
Right.
We all had a meeting that day, and I told them this was it. I was going to leave the show. But I'm not going to leave right now. It's going to be at the end of the season.
Well, it's the end of his contract. Mm-hmm. When his contract is up, he's getting paid, I heard $14.5, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Could be.
But they want to cut him back substantially.
Well, because he takes a lot of days off, so they figure they should cut his salary.
Well,
it's a need to. I heard that Kelly was totally annoyed with him because she had no idea that he was leaving and didn't find out until about 10 minutes before he made the announcement.
Oh, really?
When they went on the air.
Ooh.
And the same thing with the producers like Gelman and all those. They didn't know he was going to do that.
That's it. I've had enough. I'm out of here.
Richie, play the cut where he talks about how Kelly reacted.
Okay,
with me.
I saw Kelly's eyes well up a little bit, and the Gelman got a little white. but it had to be done. By the time I picked her up at 30 seconds before 9, she was fine, you know, and that's the way it was going to be. Yeah, but it is a sad occasion because we spent so much time.
All right. Here he explains why it's time for him to leave, other than the fact that, let's see if he talks about the cut and pay.
Well, because... I just feel like after 28 years, you know, walking across the street, going into the same studio, sitting behind the same desk, doing it day after day, week after week, year after year, that maybe it's time. Maybe it's time that I walk away and hopefully do something a little different and close it all out with that.
It'd be like me saying, I've had enough, I'm not going to do this anymore, because I'm like, he loves it. If he didn't love it, he wouldn't have done it for as long as he had plenty of dough when he got to be 65. He could have quit. But at 65, he didn't get the job host of Millionaire until he was, 71, 72?
Oh, sure.
Right. So anyway, Jennifer.
Yes.
What else do you have that we ought to know about as far as television is concerned?
Oh, my gosh, Dougie. There is so much going on. Shatner's Raw Nerve. We all like William Shatner. That's getting ready to start next Monday.
What, another show with him on it?
Another season. Season number 3.
Well, Raw Nerve is his interview show.
Yeah, so that's going to start next Monday. He's going to have some great guests. He's got Carol Burnett coming up, Florence Henderson, Penny Marshall, Carl Reiner, Scott Bakula, and Walter Koenig, whose son, remember, died just recently when he killed himself. So that'll be kind of interesting news. Plus, tonight, if you're a fan of Tila Tequila, who is now just Tila, she will be premiering her acting career on Blank My Dad Says. And then the Big Jersey Shore news, Snooki and JWoww have started to shoot their own show. Plus, the cast will be moving for season 4 of Jersey Shore to Italy.
Really, they have a Jersey Shore in Italy?
Well, they're going to not do it at Jersey Shore anymore. They're going to be in Italy for season 4.
Right. Is it important to know that the folks at Skins feel like they're being bolstered by some condom company offering to sponsor Skins to keep it on the air?
I don't know. I think that show's got to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's my vote.
Too much. All right. And,
it doesn't got it. It will. They have their sponsors left.
Well, but they have this condom company that wants to sponsor them.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready to meet Jennifer? Or
we're not.
Another Jennifer. Are we going to meet Jennifer?
I don't know.
Oh. This finely produced radio program is brought to you by the following sponsors.
Real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists has teamed up with Bristol-Myers Squibb and AstraZeneca to launch the Type 2 Talk, a new public health initiative aimed at improving the dialogue between patients with type 2 diabetes and their doctors. Dr. Robert S. Zimmerman of the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists and director of the Diabetes Center Cleveland Clinic explains.
As a practicing endocrinologist, I've noticed that a lack of effective dialogue can make it challenging to create a successful comprehensive treatment program for each patient. The Type 2 Talk provides current insights, polls, and eye-opening facts in an effort to help patients and physicians work together to reach treatment goals.
The program's website, thetype2talk.com, brings a new perspective to the doctor-patient conversations by highlighting the unique viewpoints of each party, thus fostering a deeper mutual understanding of each other's needs. For more information on the Type 2 Talk program, including how to download free worksheets that can help improve conversations between patients and their healthcare team, visit www.thetype2talk.com.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
One of the great things I like about being in this studio in the Washington Washington area, there are probably very few people even now that don't know who G. Gordon Liddy is. And for those of you who don't know, this program originates, the Originating Network. I'm on four different networks, including the CRN Digital Network and Business Talk and Lifestyle, and the folks at Genesis have picked up the program and are carrying it. But one of the things about being here, whenever I am here, is I always get to see Gordon, and I always love to see Gordon. He, we're just talking about the he was in a
commiserating about the
he spent 3 hours for him to get home last night from whatever event he was at, and the business was about 4.5 hours. People here just they don't know how to drive in this stuff, and it's a beautiful morning, clear sun is out here. This ought to be a normal day in New England after a snowstorm like that. It'd be a normal day. Nothing would be canceled. Nothing would be in the. But here, everything.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, we don't have all the equipment that you got. You guys get this on a weekly basis.
Yeah, we get a lot.
We get it two, three, four times maybe.
All right. So Jennifer, apparently P. Diddy is going to be on Hawaii 5-0. Is he the one who sold the grass to Cameron Diaz when they were teenagers? She said somebody. So it was either P. Diddy or Puff Daddy. What's the, who?
Okay, P. Diddy and Puff Daddy are the same guy.
Same person.
So who's the other guy that was in
50
the...
50 Cent?
No. The other, the skinny guy.
Flava Flav?
No. No, this is he was in the movie version of the two, Starsky and Hutch. What's the he's a, he looks he's a,
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, right.
Yeah, he's a big pothead.
So, yeah, that's much more likely.
Oh, it was, okay. So P. Diddy
here it is.
A,
I bought marijuana from Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. All right, so he's going to be on.
He charged her for it.
Yeah. So what else, Jennifer?
Oh, Celebrity Apprentice has revealed their cast. You know, it starts up again in March. So Donald Trump has come out. They're going to have some wackadoodles. Gary Busey will be on there.
Oh, yeah. There's no bigger wackadoodle than Gary Busey.
I know.
Busey,
the Real Housewife from Atlanta, Mimi, is going to be on there. LaToya Jackson will be there. Lisa Rinna, Dionne Warwick, Meatloaf.
And then after the show is over, Donald Trump will declare himself a candidate for president.
And then all of the contestants from that will just go right over to Dr. Drew's thing for,
for rehab.
If Trump runs for president, I'm voting for him.
Me too.
Yeah, 51 after on a good day.
I'm voting for you, Jennifer.
Okay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Money Pit time on Good Day. It's now 53 past the hour. Better Living with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host. Although, if you listen to him, he'd tell you he was the more important of the two, as long as Leslie wasn't around to kick him in the shins or something. Here's Tom, who has the same problems that we all do. He's up in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
I'm in Washington. From here north into New England, lots of people are digging out. So Tom would like to spend some time talking about winter storm damage, how you can avoid it. One of the things you can do down here, or could have done, is get a chainsaw and cut some of the limbs. The good thing about most of the areas that I see down here, the wires are underground.
Right.
So you don't lose the power. But north of here, and the I guess actually south and west of the city a little bit, but in Virginia, in the newer developments, the stuff's underground, Tom. You go to the older areas, especially up in Baltimore County and area, and all around the country, they have not, as many times they dig up the road, you'd think, hello, duh, let's stick these things underground so we don't have to send out our trucks. When there's a snow, there are a million people in greater Washington who are without their power today because of this kind of stuff. So
and,
how
and
do
it's
you,
very common. It's very common. You know, it happens more and more. You know, electrical systems are certainly not as reliable as they once were. But, you know, back to your point about cutting back trees, sure, that's great fall advice. And, you know, when you're kind of getting your house ready for the winter, it's a good idea to cut down the tree before it falls. But I think what a lot of people don't realize, Doug, is that when you get snowfalls like this, and this is going to happen today, mark my words, when you have a snowfall like this, it's going to get warmer later today.
Yep.
The snow starts to melt above the roof. Now, the snow will melt in the area of your roof that's directly above the heated space, but not at the eaves.
Right.
Follow me?
Yep.
So at that area, the water will stop. It'll hit a dam, which is essentially an ice dam, and then back up under the shingles and leak into your house along the front edge.
Yeah.
That's called ice damming, and that, in fact, is covered by homeowner's insurance. So if you get that kind of a leak, you can file a claim and get that repair paid for. And that's the kind of thing that I think a lot of folks don't recognize, that there is insurance that covers for some of this type of damage.
Wouldn't it be better if They fix the problems. They have to file for insurance claims.
True.
Like you advised me a couple of years ago. Remember, I forgot I had my family, these great big fans that suck all the hot air out of the house in the summertime.
Right.
And it goes up into the attic. So I forgot that there, you know, there's basically heat's going up in the air. And
right.
A couple of years ago, a first storm doing just what you described, the roof got warm because the heat was in the attic,
yep.
And all of the stuff melted. Well, it went down to a certain point at the gutters. It stopped.
It stops.
And then it dammed up because it got cold.
Yep, exactly.
And the water backed up and came in and through the ceiling and walls and stuff. So all they do now is I put plenty of insulation over that hole now. But it's a
I'm sure that helps. Right. But, all right, yeah, how do you prevent it? There's a material called ice and water shield. And it's material that goes from the front edge of the roof up about 3 feet. But it's only traditional to put this in if you're up in the New England area where you live.
Right, yeah.
If you're south of that, you're down in Washington, Baltimore area where you guys are today, and other parts of the country that have similar climate, it's not traditional because we typically don't get this kind of a storm where you get a lot of snow, a lot of water, and then a lot of that damming. So if you want to prevent it, sure, the next time you do your roof, but it's hard to just do this, you know, when you're not putting a new roof on because you've got to tear back the shingles for the first 4 feet from the roof edge.
Right.
But, you know, that kind of thing is covered. You know, you talked about power. You know, I have a backup generator. I've talked about it before. It's gas powered, natural gas. I don't have to worry about that. The prices on these things have come down and down and down. And today is just another good reason to get one in your house. It should be as common as an air conditioning compressor outside your house. And you can buy these things for about $1,500 today. They're not going to power everything in your house, but they'll keep you going.
I bought a whole.
And they're mindless.
I bought four of them last year from a guy who came from. He said he came from a show. I don't know if he got them off the back of a truck or whatever it is, but I bought four of them.
Right.
For us to use, we have a big generator at both barns on the farm.
Right.
But also there are places that need individual attention in a circumstance like this. So the damage has been great. You had a hailstorm there last night?
We did. We did. We had about half-inch hail pellets that fell. And it looked like big clunks of rocks all over the siding.
Wow.
That's the best way to describe it. But it was loud. It was really loud. And, you know, I'm sure it broke some glass in some places and did some other damage. And, again, that kind of thing is covered by homeowner's insurance. If you can't, you know, it's not that you got a roof leak because you've ignored your roof for 30 years. When it happens on an event basis like that and it's weather-driven, that's a claim.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of times, depending on your deductible, you might get some, but you may be better off to fix it yourself.
Yeah, that's true, you know.
That's when I had somebody come out and check my ice dams, they were like, well, you can report it, but,
you know. What happens after that?
Right.
Well, you know, Richie, but this is a good point. You shouldn't call the insurance company out. You ought to call an independent adjuster. Those guys know how to get the most money out of those claims.
Right, that's what we want. Is we want to inflate the claim so at least we get some out of it.
And that's what they expect you to do, you know.
Of course, right.
God bless America.
God bless America. Tom Kreidler, the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Heard a lot of great radio stations around the country every weekend. For information on better living, check